Now, when we read something, it's not just words that matter. Misplaced punctuation mark can drastically change the meaning of a document, paragraph, just even a sentence. It's long been a debate with the English translation of the Bible, for example. The original Greek writings were technically all caps and no punctuation marks. Scholars to this day make a study of just the punctuation marks in the King James Version to reconfirm their accuracy. This insight among those lines about the Declaration of Independence is courtesy of Danielle Allen, who's a political theorist and professor at Harvard University. She researched the history of the printing of the Declaration of Independence, and she caught something. First actual media printing of the document included a period which completely changed the meaning of the document. Even today, you can find presentations of the text of the Declaration of Independence where the period is where it does not belong. Let me just explain what Professor Allen points out. Here's the text that she's referencing. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." Next paragraph, by the way, goes, "That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." Now, if you place a period, as some do, like I said, after "and the pursuit of happiness," then the next line goes, "that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men," etc. If you place a period there, you're saying, case closed, or story's over, we got this. Of course, if you look throughout American history, there have been times when that has not been the case, has it? That's why the Declaration empowers the people to demand that changes take place to get things where they justifiably and rightfully need to be. That second part, "that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed," must be part of the first part, instead of separated from it with a period. That connection is what brought about, well, the Emancipation Proclamation, the right to vote for women, Social Security, Civil Rights Act, among many more examples all throughout history.